It's the trends. And I've got Sean Rogers stepped in for Josh this week. Josh, too busy being a champion, got carried away with the whole thing. So Sean stepped in order to go through first a little bit on Liverpool versus Tottenham. Then we're going to do some stuff on what we keep coming back to. I think almost to put it to bed before the summer, which is what we think that the manager does or doesn't want, especially from number nine and in the relationship with Salah. And then some stuff on the Champions League semi-finals that caught our eye. But we'll start off, Sean, with Liverpool versus Tottenham. We talked about it on review, and I think you can drive yourself mad at times wondering what it is that Postecoglou is or isn't doing. And you can be really critical of him. And, you know, I think that he almost certainly will no longer be Tottenham manager at the start of next season. But I think those players have got to look at a pass completion percentage of 73%, which you can see in the overall match stats, and just have to acknowledge that it's just nowhere near good enough. Not for any Premier League team, but for the sort of Premier League team they want to be and what they think of themselves as, and for the nature of those players when you look at them as individuals.
Yeah, I mean, firstly, big shoes to step into. I know how Arna Slot feels. poor Josh on Sunday night had me and my two brothers giving it a Josh Williams loving.
Oh, God.
Of our greatest workers and stuff. So I think he was quite pleased to get away from us. So I hope I do it justice today, because this is one of my favourite shows as well. So I think with the way Tottenham play, and because their attacking structure is so poor at times, the pass completion rate is so crucial. Because obviously it goes without saying, the more they give the ball away, the more opportunities you're given any opposition to break on you. But the way Tottenham's structure is anyway, then you factor in some of the players they're missing for this game, the two centre-backs, Bentancur.
Yep.
They're three massive players that, especially in transition, would help them out massively. And that's before you even get to the fact that, well, how well do they operate with all them changes and not being used to playing with each other? The pass completion rate is neither in nor there, because if they are looking at Liverpool in transition thinking, well, actually, we're going to have a low pass completion rate because we're going very aggressive, we're going very direct, and we'll either get a chance, or when Liverpool recover the ball, we've got virtually everyone behind the ball.
Yep.
So therefore, we're safe. I could kind of get that. But this is where it's like the eyes and the data. If you hadn't seen the game, I could maybe say, well, was it that? And then you're watching like, no, it really isn't. And then there's another world where you're like, well, okay, we just try and keep this passive, keep the ball,
yeah,
and buy a bit of time, and it's not that either. And yeah, I mean, they've got a world of problems, haven't they? I actually think it's quite a good job for a new manager.
So do I agree.
Apart from the fact, I think there might be a few bad eggs that need to be shipped out.